Rashi says it means shemeshalim yoisim in a keren, that you have to pay more than the keren. But the next part of the Mishnah Zohar, it says tashlume keifum, a ganef has to pay back twice, more than what he stole. Arbo v'chamisha badar is more. So these are cases the mama and shein the mishtalim rush, that you have to pay back more than the actual damage was. So Tommy Mami Chatinezik, it also once included already the case of Chatinezik is also the moment Shayna Mishtalam Rush. It's also called the moment that you don't pay back for Rush. You're not paying back the exact damage, you're paying back different. Rashi says, Chatinezik Mishalim Pochus for that Karen Rush. I'm a Karen, the Sir Shalom Asab Rashi. It's also the different type of Patashlumin. So therefore, since the second part of the Mishnah talking about when you pay back differences, either more or less of the original payment, so therefore it says Chatzinezek also. Now the Yaidi the Kaboy the Mr. Chatzinezek, Torminani Naminezek. Once it says the case of a Tam of a Chatzinezek, it also includes already the case of a Nezek, which is a Muid, a Nezek Shalom. Because really a Muid pays Barush. So Mamish Muid should be included in Chavolus. There's no reason to include it in the Sefer. Because once we include Chatzinezek, which is a different type of a Tashlumin, so once we include Chatzinezek, we also include already Nezek Shalom. Now for the Gemara, Shloishim Inolim. How do we know this? You said in our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Dine Momnes needs a Bezin of three. How do we know this? How do you know you need three Dayonim? The Tana Rabbonim, learned like this. The Pasuk says, V'nikra Bala Bayis Elulahim. The owner of the Shor, the Bala Shor, takes the Shema to Bezin. Now, Hare Kanechot, says the word Elohim here, which means Bezin, that's one. Then it says again, Ad Elohim, a second time, Yavod Vashneim. Harei Kan Shnayim says the word Elohim twice. Mashmini Tu Dayonim. And the Pasuk says, Vaita, Ashayashir and Elohim, you have to pay according to how much Bezin says you have to pay. Harei Kan Shloisha. So Kitzin, by Dine Momnes here, it says three times the word Elohim. This is by a Pasha of Gezelois. From here we learn out, you need a Bezin of three for Dine Gezelois at least, by Dine Momnes. Dibur Rebbe Yashir, this is what Rebbe Yashir learns. Rebbe Yonis and Noimer, Rishoin, Tchila Nemar. The first one is said for itself, Tchila Nemar, and the ain't Darshan Tchilas, he doesn't Darshan Tchilas. Rashi says, Min Lemin Yonoi, to the Goose Lasser. The first Elohim you need in the Pasha to say what we're talking about over there. To the Boy Mumchen, or else Rashi says, you need the Goose to teach us that the Bezin has to be a Bezin of Mumchen. To Elohim Loshen Gedula for Rabbonis. So Kitsa, the first time when it says, Nikra Balabayat El Elohim, that's not extra to teach us how many Dayonim. That's to teach us what type of a dayan you have to be. You have to be a dayan of a mumcha. He says the first word we can't dashin for the numbers. If so, how do I know you have to have three? Eli dashin like this better. Ad Elohim Yavod Devashneim Arei Kanecha. That's like one dayan. Ashi Yashin Elohim. That's the second one. Arei Kan Shnayim. So we know so far in the right you have to have two dayanim. And the klal always is the yain bezdin shokol. You're never allowed to have an even number of dayanim. You always have to have an odd number. Therefore, Masifin Alei Amaydechot, Min Asvarano, you have to have a third one. Hare Kan Shleisha. That's why you have to have three Dayan. Alright, we'll stop here. What? How do we know you have to have three Dayanim to be the Bezdin by Dinim Omnis? The Torah Rabbanim learned like this. The Pasuk says, V'nikra v'bala bayis el holohim. Elohim means one time Bezdin. Harei kanechot. Then it says, Ad holohim yovah d'var shneim. That's the second time. Harei kan shneim. Then it says, Asher shir and Elohim, that a Bezdin paskins, you have to pay. Harei kan shloisha. Divi Rebbe Yashia. So Yashia says, that's how I know you have to have three Dayanim from this Pasuk, this mashma, three times the word Elohim. Rabbi Yonis and Naimano, Rishoin Tchila Nemar. The first time it says, V'nikra V'bala Bayis El Holohim, that's not extra. That will need to teach us that what a Dayan is. The Dayan is somebody special, and Mefrat we hold Elohim here means Mumchin, so we need a Legufa to teach us that the Dayanim have to be Mumchin. That's not to teach us how many you need. So therefore, how do we know you need three, according to Rabbi Yonison? So, and he says, V'ein Darshan Tchilas. Elo Radi Yadashin this way. The second part is Ad Elohim Yovid Devashneim. Hare Kanechot. That's like saying one time you need one dayan. That's the first one extra. Then it says Ashi Ashi Elohim Hare Kan Shneim. That's the second time it says extra
to teach us that you need at least two dayanim. Now, how do we know a third dayan? Rabbi Yonasan says that's a svara, because the old klal is v'yein bezdin shokol. You're not allowed to have an even amount of dayanim. You always have to have an odd number. You can't have even. The Rashi says v'yein bezdin shokol. Mean ein oisin bezdin zugos. You're not allowed to make a pair of dayanim. Titzorach l'kayim boy achre rabin lahatos. Like we have to have a vote and we have to have a majority. V'yim yischalku l'chatzoyin ein kan rabin. You're going to have an even amount of dayanim. It's possible that there'll be five this way and five that way, and there won't be a rabin to go after. Therefore, we know you have to have an odd number of dayanim. So therefore, he holds of Yonasin, Moisifan Aleim Oidechud, you automatically have to add another dayan. Harekan Shloisha. That's how I know you need three dayanim. So according to Rabbi Yonasin, you only need a pasuk to say you need two dayanim, and then asvar I know you need a third dayan. Now the question is, what's the machlokes between Rabbi Yashi and Rabbi Yonasin? So we first want to say, name, let's say, B'darshan Tchidas Kamiflagi. Like the first time you have the word Elohim, like Rabbi Yonasin holds, you needed Lagufa to teach us, you need a Mumcha, and therefore you can't use it for a number. And Rabbi Yashi holds, no, that you could darshan from the beginning, the first word, the first time it's brought down. Maybe that's the machlokes. If B'darshan Tchidas Kamiflagi, Tuma Sova Darshan Tchidas, Rabbi Yashi holds, yes, even though you need the first word, Lagufei, still, but since it's another two extra, so we see the Torah saying the word Elokin extra to teach us how many dayonim, so he holds the first one is also included in the count. You could darshan the first word also. Umasav, Rabbi Yonasan holds, no, ain't darshan tchilas. No, you still can't darshan the first word Elohim. That's not to tell you how many dayonim. Maybe that's the machlekes. So where it says, loy, maybe, no, I'll tell you that's not the machlekes. I tell you, really, the Kuli Yalma could be both of them agree. Ain Darshan Tchilas. Stack it true. Rabbi Yonasan says a good svara. The first pasuk of the Nikra of Balabayas El Elohim, I need it to gufay. I need it to teach me that the Dayanim have to be Mumchen. Lashon Elohim is a Lashon Gedula V'Rabbonus, Rashi says. So I need the first word, Legufay, to teach me what type of a bezin you need. So it's true, I only have two extra words, two extra times Elohim. So everybody holds that way. So more like this. Omalach Rabbi Yashi. Rabbi Yashi says, "And came if so, that you don't that the true you don't dash in the first word, but in came if so, if the first pasuk of Nikra of Balabayas Elohim is only there to teach us that the bezin has to be munchin, name makro of Nikra of Balabayas El Shayfet. The pasuk should have said, bring the balabash, bring the shema to the shayfet. My Elohim." How come it has to say the special word, V'nikr Balabayas El Elohim? Let us just say the word Shefet. Shema Amina Liminyana. From here I see that's a Yashni's Svara, since it says the word Elohim. More than just the word Shefet, it means to teach me two things. First of all, Shefet means, Rashi explains, Ela Shefet, that's from the word Shefet also, I would know you need a Mumcha. So what is the word, and what does the Pasuk have to say, Elohim? That to teach me another drosha, that this word Elohim is extra for the amount of dayanim, that you need three dayanim. So shemamin l'minyana, Reb Yonasan, and Yonasan knows no from this. Lishna di'al menokit, k'di'am re'insha, the way people talk. That's the way people talk. Man the yistle dino, likorv l'gai v'dayna. Whoever has a din to go to, let him go to the dayan. That's the way people talk. So the Pasuk says, v'nikrav balabayas el Elohim, that's a normal way of talking. Therefore, Rabbi Yonasan holds, it's not an extra drasha from the word Elohim over the word HaShefet. No, it's normal to say the word Elohim. Therefore, Rabbi Yonasan holds that the first word is not extra. There are only the next two words are extra. And true, the Torah only says you need two dayanim. How do I know you need a third dayan? That's minasvara. You can't have an even amount of dayanim. You always need an odd number of dayanim. For the Gemara, if so, for Rabbi Yashi or Lestle Bezdinaita, you want to tell me then that according to Rabbi Yashia, he says you need three words, only him, to tell me that you need three dayanim. Mashmah, if it only would have been two times the word only him, I would have thought to say it's enough to have two dayanim. But the Gemara, is that true? Does Rabbi Yashia really hold that you can have an even amount of dayanim, that you do not need an odd number? V'atani would learn like this. Rabbi Eliezer, Benoish, Rabbi Yosef, Lili Yoimer. Ma Talmud Loimel, what does the Pasuk in Shemai say? Lintois achre rabim lahatois, that you have to go after the majority. That means like this. Ha Torah Omra, the Torah says like this. Asei lecha bezdin. Make a asei lecha bezdin noita. You have to make a bezdin that has an odd number there. Therefore, when they have a vote, there's going to have to be more one way than the other way. And therefore, the Torah is telling you, you know how you should paskin, acher rabam lahatais, go after the vote of the majority. So the Pasuk is teaching us here, a halach in bezdin, that you can't have an even amount of dayanim. You always need an odd number of dayanim. So what's Pshan Rabbi Yashia? That he needs three times the word Elohim. To teach us, she needs three dayanim. The Chura two times should be enough. Once I know you need two dayanim, automatically I know you need a third dayan. That does Rabbi Yashia argue on Rabbi Lazar b'nei Shav Yossi Aglili? Tomorrow says yes. I tell you, Sov look Rabbi Yehuda. I tell you, Rabbi Yashia holds like Rabbi Yehuda's sheet in the Mishnah. That Rabbi Yehuda says in our Mishnah, the Yomah Shivim. Like in the Mishnah, it's a machlekes, what's called in a Sahedri Gedola. How many do you need? The Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Sanhedri Gedola. Hoysa shal Shivim v'yechot. The Tanakam says, true, you need 71. There were 70 Zekanim and Moshe Rabbeinu. That was 71. It's very good. You have an odd number. However, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Reimer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Shivim. It's enough to have 70. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, 70 is an even number. So you see, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to have a Bez Din Shokul. So I'll tell you, Rabbi Yashi holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, I need three times the word Holy Him to teach us we need three Dayanim. Otherwise, with two, I would have thought that two is enough. So Mara says two, maybe not. When do we hear from Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah that he says it's enough to have an even amount? I'll tell you, maybe only Shivim. Maybe only by Sanhedrin Gedola, he dashes the Pasuk Shivimish, that we'll see later. That's why he says 70, and even a number is enough. But maybe only by the Sanhedrin Gedola he says this. Because there the Pasuk says, like we'll dash in later how he knows to say only 70. He dashes the Pasuk. Mashen kein b'shar beidina, but a bezden of 3 or a bezden of 23 mishamet lei. Then we do not hear from Rabbi Yehuda that an even a number is enough. Maybe it also agree you have to bedafka have the bezden noita, an odd number to have a majority. So one says v'chitayim, maybe you tell me loishna, maybe no. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no difference. Just like Rabbi Yehuda holds the bezden agodol Sanhedrin is enough 70, maybe a regular bezden is enough 2 or maybe 22. Tomorrow says no. The Yotnan, we learned also in our Mishnah. Smicha sekenim. When the Pasuk says by a korban sibur that you have to have smicha done by the sekenim, that's by the bezdin, or else the areifas egla, when you bring an egla rufa, when you need to measure, you find a dead body outside the city. We're not sure to which city is the closer, to in between two cities. So you want to know which city has to bring the egla rufa. So you need bezdin to go out there to measure the distance. You need a bezdin. So Mishnah says b'shloisha. What type of a bezdin? You need three people. Divrei Rabbi Shimon. That's what Rabbi Shimon holds. We have Yehuda Omer b'chamisha. We have Yehuda holds you need five. We'll soon see why he says you need five. But our koponen, it's not enough an even a number. You have to have five. You have to have an odd number. And the Arminin, like we say, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. What does Rabbi Yehuda say that for smicha sekenim and for egla rufi you have to have a bezdin of 5? Because he dashes like this. V'samchu, and the Pasuk says v'samchu shnayim, that's 2. You need 2 sekenim to make smicha with. Then it says ziknei, that's also shnayim. So you need 4. So how do you know you need 5? Maybe 4 is enough. Rabbi Yehuda himself says, and the klal is, v'yein bezdin shokol. You're not allowed to have a bezdin an even amount. Therefore, masifun aleihem moed echad. Harei kan hey, you have to add another one, that's how you get 5. So Kitsu, we see clearly Rabbi Yehuda himself admits that Stam Bezdin, that's not the Sanhedrin Gedola, cannot be an even number. It has to be an odd number. So if so, what's Pshana Rabbi Yashia? How come Rabbi Yashia needs 3 times Elohim? To say 3, the Chur, if we have 2 words Elohim, that should be enough. Smur Salatayin Echadami, the Rabbi Yashia Adifa Mit Rabbi Yehuda. It could be that Rabbi Yashia is even stronger than Rabbi Yehuda. Dilu Rabbi Yehuda v'Sanhedrin Gedolah who the last lay. Rabbi Yehuda only says v'Sanhedrin Gedolah it's enough to have 70. There and even a number is enough. Ha b'sham bedin islay. But by other bezdins of regular bezdin shomamnis of 3, or even a bezdin shomisha misa of 23, he admits you have to have an odd number. It has to be a bezdin noita. But Rabbi Yashia tells you, Rabbi Yashia holds b'shar bedina nami leslay. Rabbi Yashia holds even by other bezdins, even by a bezdin of mammon, also holds 2 would be enough. Therefore, how does he know a bezdin of mammon needs 3? Because it says 3 times the word hurlihim. For without 3 times the word, Rabbi Yashia would have held that 2 is enough. Now the Mora says, V'yela hai lintois mayavadlei. And so you're telling me now that Rabbi Yashia would hold 2 could be a bezdin also, if not for the pasuk. So what does it do with the word lintois? The pasuk is mashma achar rabim lintois, that the bezdin has to be lintois achar rabim, that you have to have a bezdin that always has an odd number, that when they take a vote, there'll always be a majority one way over the other way. So what do you need the pasuk for? According, what do we do with the pasuk according to Rabbi Yashia? So where it says, Mukum le badina nefoshes. I tell you, he holds that badina nefoshes. Badina nefoshes, he admits, you have to have an odd number. Aber badina mamnes lai, but badina mamnes nikir adin Rabbi Yashia holds 2 would be enough. How do we know you need 3? Because the pasuk says 3 times the word, only him. For the Mara so elohor that's none. That we learned later. Shna yemayim rim zaka. We have a bezdin of 3. And 2 of them says he's potter. V'yechad oyim mechayiv. And 1 of them says he's chayiv. Where else the opposite? Zak, zarocher is zakai. Listen to the 2 that says zakai, and he's potter. One will be shna yemayim rim chayiv. 2 of the yonim say he's chayiv to pay the money. V'yechad oyim mezakai. The 3rd dayan says no, he's potter. Then we say chayiv. So here we see what? We go after the rabbin, we go after the majority. So Chodim Mora says, name, let's say, like Rabbi Yashia. This is not like Rabbi Yashia. So Rashi, the husband is like this. Rashi says, name, like Rabbi Yashia. Dikra, because according to Rabbi Yashia, kivon de shlishi, mikra yalaflu, how do you know you need a 3rd dayan? How do you know you need 3 dayanim? Because of a pasuk. V'lav mishum neita, not because of the svara that you have to have a majority one way over the other way, because it's exeris akasi we need 3 dayanim. If so, tzora shetei dash loshtam shava. To have a meaning is according to Rabbi Yashia, when you have a bezin means you need 3 dayanim to say one way, because you can't pasken chayiv unless you have 3 dayanim saying chayiv. So in this mishnah later that says there's enough to have 2 one way. Even though one says the other way, it's enough to mechayev him. Look, that's not like Rabbi Yashia. According to Rabbi Yashia, that you have a pasuk, you need 3 dayanim to have him in a ridge. You need 3 dayanim to give the psak of chayev, or to give the psak of potter. And if you have only 2 one way, one the other way, it shouldn't be good. So, this is not like Rabbi Yashia. Mer says no. Afidu tamer Rabbi Yashia. Even if you want to say this goes according to Rabbi Yashia, I'll tell you, my slow the kavuchim within the poshes. Rabbi Yashia admits that it's enough roiv, and we learn now from Dina Nefashis. Oma Dina Nefashis techamir, it's much mocham, you're going to kill somebody. Om Rachman is zilbasarubam, like there he admits, there's the lashon of lintos acher rabim. The Torah says, go after the rabim, is Dina Mamnes lakoshchen. Isn't it for sure that you go after the rabim by Dina Mamnes also? And really, Rabbi Chaim is marked like this, that really there are 2 klalim, there's a klal attack of one is bottom roiv, and there's also a klal of Ruba Kukuloi. There's such a klal when you have like here a bezdin of 3. Now we want to know what's the psak from this bezdin. So if 2 of them say chayiv and 1 of them say potter, it's not the pshat only 2 is saying chayiv. There's a klal of Ruba Kukuloi. When Roy with the bezdin says one way, Ruba is Kukuloi. So now it's considered that this bezdin is saying chayiv. So the Maisa is considered that chayiv comes out of this bezdin. How many people are here? 3. See, even though really only 2 is saying chayiv, but that's the klal of Ruba Kukuloi. When you have roiv of them, it's considered kakula like all of them. So really it's called the psak is coming out of a bezdin of 3. What are they saying? Roiv is like all of them. So even according to Rabbi Yashia, that you take an east, 3 dayonim, but if 2 of the majority say chayiv, that's also called the psak is coming out from 3. Tanur Rabbanan, what about this Medraisa? Dinei Mamnes B'Shloisha. You need 3 dayanim to paskin money problems. Rebbe Yom Rebbe says b'chamisha. You have to have five dayorim to paskin. Kidei sheyigmar hadin b'shloisha. In order that the psak din has to be from three dayonim. Rashi says, in Yechok, if they'll have a machoikis here between the five dayonim, shiyu shloisha roiv. You have to have three, tak of one way. That's what Rebbe holds. You always have to have three dayonim saying one way. So therefore, you have to start off with five. That even though they split in between, there'll always be three one way. Fred Gemara, Otto betlosa miloi goma dina, betray, like even if you have only three dayonim, so what? You could also have a majority. Have two one way and one the other way. So what is Rebbe saying? You have to have five. So when it's Hokkakom, this is what Rebbe means to say. Mevnesha gma din beshloisha. Because he holds not that it's only a majority of three, but he holds no, you have to have a psak from three dayonim. Because three dayonim have to say one way. That's what he holds. Shesorah shloisha begmadin. Alma, what do we see? Kesava tlosa kiksiva begmadin iksivi. And so, Lechur, according to Rebbe, we see the Havimini before that we want to say according to Rabbi Yashia. That he, Lechur, holds like Rabbi Yashia, that the Pasuk says the word Elohim three times. So, we darshan, you need three dayonim. Now, what does that mean, three dayonim? That the psak has to always be that three of them have to say one way. So, therefore, you always have to have five dayonim. So, even though there'll be a machlekes between them, at most you can have is three one way and two the other way. So you see, Rebbe Mamashol, you need a psak from three. So Mara says, if so, Megadav Bora Bavua. Bavua, like a curse here, like, what's going on here? How could that be? Elo Meyat, if so, Te Sanhedri Gedela, Tzricha Meya Viaborim Viechod. Then the Sanhedri Gedela has to be 141. Why? Kadei Sheigmar Adin Beshivim Viechod. So you're telling me now, according to Rebbe, when it says the Bezin has to be 71, it means you need 71 people saying this way for the psak. So how do you ever have that? You have to have double the amount, 141 to start off with. Even though there's a machlek between them, you'll always have 71 in one way, and we know it's not true. And the same thing the Mar says, Utei Sanhedrin Katana Tzricha Boyim V'chamisha. A middle type of a Sanhedrin, only 23, should not be enough. You should have to have 45. Kadei Sheigmar Adin B'Shloisha B'Yesrim. In order, you always have 23 saying one way. So Gemara, and we know it's not that way. So what's the pshat? So Gemara says, Ella, I'll tell you, but the pasuk says, El osvuli shivim ish amrachmana, mishas asifa shivim. Gemara's kash, but the chur Rebbe Dashin, it says osvuli shivim ish, chur mashma, you have to have the psak of 70. So Gemara says, no. Or could be the answer. El osvuli shivim ish amrachmana, which means, as all the terrorists could be, mishas asifa shivim. That's all. Just means when you start off the Bezdin, you have to have 70 or 71. And the same thing when we dash in for Din and Nefoshes, that you have to have 23, v'shoftu eida, v'yatzilu eida, and we dash in, you have to have eida, 10 and 10, 20. And we dash another 2 and then 3. Nami, that we dash in, you have to have 23, it means v'shas shvita eida. When you're putting it together, that's all. That you only need the 23 when you start off the psak. But not at the end when they actually take the vote. So you have to have 23 saying one way. About it's enough, you have the majority of 23. So I tell you, Hochinam, the same thing by Din and Mom, this also should be the same way. That means, B'shas Kravish Lesha. You have to start off your psak with three people. That should be enough. So it's a Kashan Rebbe. Why does Rebbe say Din and Mom, this has to start off with five? So Mora says, Radeh, Lahainu Taim Savada, that's not the pshat. Havad, like you said before, you don't have to end off with a psak from 3 or 23 or 71. Havad, it's enough a psak from roiv of them. Because if you have a psak from roiv, rubik kuloi is like you hear a psak from all 3 or all 23 or all 71. If so, what's the pshat in Rebbe? Why does Rebbe say a bezin of mumnes has to be 5? So Gemara says, at the high time of the Rebbe, Asha Yashin Elihim Trey Nemer. Asha Yashin Elihim is like a double Lashon. Rashi says Yashin is Lashon Rabin. Is that to say you need two Dayanim? That's Trey. Nemer Elihim Lamato. Now the Nemer Elihim Lamala. Ma Lamata Shnayim. It's like on the bottom, it means two. Af Lamala Shnayim, it also means two. So kids, the word Yashin means two and Elihim means two. That's four. And we know the klal is v'yein bezdin shok. You're not allowed to have an even number of dayonim. Therefore, masif and aleihem moed echod. Harei kan chamisha. That's how Rebbe says five. Because the pasuk, according to Rebbe, Hashayashin, a double Lashin, means four, and one more is five. That's the Svar Rebbe. But the Gemara is so, for Rabbanan, what do Rabbanan do about this? I'll tell you, Rabbanan, they hold Yashin.